This is St. Louis Public Radio. Gun violence in St. Louis is an ongoing problem that affects many in the community. And funeral homes are often the last stop so families can bid their loved ones goodbye. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Marissa Ann Lewis Thompson reports, a respected funeral director in the O'Fallon Park neighborhood is working to keep young people out of the streets and off of his table.
This was one of the premier funeral homes from the 20s.
Ronald Jones is showing me around his East Fair Avenue funeral home. It's a big place, filled with eye-catching black art and sculptures. As the funeral director, Jones stands out too, with two massive rings and a diamond chain with his first initial. He's been in the business for more than 40 years, and he's well known as the guy you send your loved one to when they've died in an unnatural way. As a restorative artist, Jones has seen it all. But one thing that he's seen far too many times are people who've died from gun violence.
People don't realize what destruction one bullet can do. You may see one little bitty hole, but not realizing that the whole skull is shattered. And you have to sit there like a jigsaw puzzle and put it back together.
Jones spends countless hours making a person who's been left his figure look like themselves again so their families get closure. But that's not to say gun violence is something he's numb to either. He lost his brother James back in 1969 after he was robbed and shot by people he knew. He's even recognized people he's cared about whose faces were left mutilated come across his table. But one thing that takes him back is seeing kids wander into his casket display room and pick out their own caskets.
And it really sent a chill through me because of the fact that it's telling me that they feel that this is the only thing they have to look forward to is a casket and a grave.
While Jones is in the funeral business, he's also on a mission to save lives. Known as Pops to the younger crowd, he's an institution throughout the community. He says he's able to talk to them because, well, they respect him.
Sometime when you intervene and make them stop and think, because like I tell them, it takes a half a pound of pressure to pull the trigger for a lifetime of regret.
Jones says when society gives up on teens and young adults, he doesn't. All it takes is love and guidance to get them back on track. And he takes that message out of the funeral home.
See, this is called a JVL.
Jones is taking me for a ride through some of the places he makes regular pit stops to talk to people. As we drove around, we ran into Wiley Sanders. He's known Jones for more than 20 years, and he's joined his mentoring efforts.
You got a bunch of young fellas that he done talked to now that I know personally that I done talked to as well that started going to school. They wouldn't even go into school.
Mm-hmm.
They done started going back to school.
Sanders knows it's made a difference, but Jones says when just talking doesn't do the trick, in the past he's taken a scared straight approach. He says one time a last chance school brought a busload of kids to his funeral home.
We've got their parents' permission to show them the devastation of what a bullet does to a human body.
Jones says sometimes they need to see the raw reality. Back at the funeral home, he says, that's something he has to deal with day in and day out.
I would rather bury old folks than young people, period. People don't understand that's not what I'm in the business for.
He hopes one day the only reason why young people come into his funeral home will be to get advice from the man known as Pops. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis Thompson, St. Louis Public Radio.